21 Savage has some interesting thoughts on Nas, Dua Lipa is out of the World Cup, and Jungkook is in. We recap the EMAs, and Dave Chappelle roasts Ye. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, November 14th.
It's been a rough week for Nas, from a home invasion to being roasted by 21 Savage. 21 Savage has the top album on the Billboard 200 with Drake, and he's taking aim at Nas from that top spot. During a clubhouse conversation, 21 said Nas isn't relevant.
He's not relevant. He just has a loyal-ass fan base.
Thank you.
He just has a loyal fan base that, and he still make good-ass music.
And it's not the only hit Nas is taking this week. TMZ reports that Nas's Calabasas home was robbed while he was in New York celebrating the release of his new album. The intruders broke in the back door and the rap icon caught it all on a Ring camera. Hopefully they can catch those guys, or at least he can settle that beef with 21 Savage. Dua Lipa shuts down rumors she's performing at the World Cup. Dua Lipa was rumored to be performing at the FIFA World Cup in Qatar, but she told her followers on Insta that it's not happening and took a stand saying, "I will be cheering England on from afar, and I look forward to visiting Qatar when it has fulfilled all the human rights pledges it made when it won the right to host the World Cup." While you won't be seeing Dua at the World Cup opening ceremonies on November 20th, BTS's Jungkook will be there. BTS tweeted, "Proud to announce that Jungkook is part of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 soundtrack and will perform at the World Cup opening ceremony. Stay tuned." Let the countdown to new Jungkook music begin. Less than a week, Army.
It's so good to be back at the EMAs.
The MTV EMAs went down over the weekend, and Taylor Swift stole the show that was also a big night for Tate McRae and 17. Miss Swift, our recent Billboard record breaker, took a break from Midnight's promo to take home Best Artist, Best Video, Best Pop, and Best Long Form Video for All Too Well 10-minute version, Taylor's version, at MTV's award show. The night saw performances from artists like Ava Max and Tate McRae. Other big winners of the night were Nicki Minaj and 17, who both took home 2 awards. So for a full list of performers and winners, hit Billboard.com. Dave Chappelle had hosting duty on SNL this weekend and took the opportunity to poke fun at his friend Ye.
I denounce anti-Semitism in all its forms. And I stand with my friends in the Jewish community. And that, Kanye, is how you buy yourself some time.
Dave Chappelle kept it real in his opening monologue, taking aim at his friend Kanye West.
He said, "I can say anti-Semitic things, and Adidas can't drop me." Now what? Adidas dropped it immediately. Ironically, Adidas was founded by Nazis. And they were offended.
During the show, he brought back his iconic Rick James impression.
"I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers West Coast has ever seen. One of the best singers, one of the best dancers, too. I'm Aegon the Targaryen, bitch. Ride up dragons. I heard you like to ride lizards. Want to ride mine, your freaking majesty?"
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.